Chapter 4. Exposure and Experience. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. Helen Keller. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, exposure to different cultures, experiences, and perspectives plays a significant role in shaping our faith and worldview. As Christians, our encounters with diverse people, ideas, and environments often challenge us to rethink and refine our beliefs, while also providing opportunities for spiritual growth. Whether through travel, relationships, education, or even media, the ways in which we are exposed to different cultures and experiences can deepen our understanding of God's creation and expand our capacity for empathy, compassion, and love. Experience is simply the name we give to our mistakes. Oscar Wilde. However, the same exposure that broadens our perspective can also create tension as we navigate the complexities of faith in a pluralistic world. How do we remain true to our Christian identity while embracing cultural diversity? How do we engage with experiences that challenge our beliefs without compromising our faith? This chapter explores these questions, offering insights into how exposure and experience can be both transformative and affirming in the life of a believer. How exposure to different cultures shapes faith. The world is a mosaic of cultures, each with its own customs, traditions, and ways of understanding life. For many Christians, exposure to different cultures, whether through travel, migration, or the diversity within their own communities, can be an eye-opening experience that enriches their faith. By engaging with people from different backgrounds, we gain a broader perspective on the human experience and are reminded that God's creation is vast and varied. For instance, in many African communities, communal living and the emphasis on extended family relationships are central to daily life. This collective approach to community challenges the more individualistic mindset often found in Western cultures. When Christians from individualistic cultures are exposed to these communal values, it can prompt a deeper reflection on the biblical principles of fellowship, hospitality, and interdependence. Similarly, exposure to cultures with different approaches to worship can expand our understanding of how God can be honored in diverse ways. In some Asian and African contexts, worship is often more expressive and participatory, involving singing, dancing, and public declarations of faith. For Christians who come from more reserved worship traditions, these experiences can challenge preconceived notions of what appropriate worship looks like, encouraging believers to embrace the diversity of expressions within the global church. The Bible itself is a testimony to cultural diversity, with its stories set across different regions, languages, and customs. Jesus' ministry frequently involved crossing cultural boundaries, as he engaged with Samaritans, Romans, and other groups outside of the Jewish community. His example reminds us that exposure to different cultures is not a threat to our faith, but an opportunity to broaden our understanding of God's work in the world. Personal stories of growth through experience. Throughout history, personal experience has been a powerful catalyst for spiritual growth. Many believers can point to specific moments of exposure, whether through travel, relationships, or new experiences, that have profoundly impacted their faith. These experiences often push us out of our comfort zones, forcing us to rely more fully on God and to develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and others. Case Study 1: A Missionary's Journey. Rachel grew in a predominantly small Christian town in the United States, where faith was nurtured in a homogeneous environment. It wasn't until she embarked on a short-term mission trip to South America that she was truly exposed to the challenges of living out faith in a different cultural context. In the rural villages she visited, Rachel encountered Christians whose faith were lived out amid poverty, political unrests, and persecution, and her amazement grew seeing them radiate joy and trust in God despite their difficult circumstances. This experience opened Rachel's eyes to the global church and the resilience of faith in the face of adversity. She returned home with a renewed sense of gratitude for her own blessings and a deeper desire to serve others. Her exposure to a different culture challenged her assumptions about faith, wealth, and security, and ultimately strengthened her relationship with God. Case Study 2: Cross-Cultural Friendship. John, a university student from Nigeria, moved to the United Kingdom to continue his studies. In his new environment, He encountered people from various cultural and religious backgrounds. One of his closest friends, Ahmed, was a devout Muslim. Over time, John and Ahmed developed a deep friendship rooted in mutual respect and curiosity about each other's faith. Through their conversations, John gained a deeper understanding of Islam, while also solidifying his own Christian beliefs. This cross-cultural friendship challenged John to articulate his faith more clearly and to engage in meaningful dialogue about their similarities and differences. Rather than seeing their religious differences as a barrier, John came to view them as an opportunity for growth. His exposure to Ahmed's faith practices deepened his appreciation for his own spiritual journey and broadened his perspective on how faith is expressed in different contexts. The challenges of faith in an interconnected world. While exposure to different cultures and experiences can enrich our faith, it can also present significant challenges. In a globalized world where we are constantly bombarded with diverse worldviews, philosophies, and practices, maintaining a strong Christian identity can be difficult. The risk of syncretism, where elements of other religions or cultural practices are incorporated into Christian faith, can blur the lines between biblical truth and cultural accommodation. For example, Christians who live in regions where ancestor veneration or spiritual rituals are prevalent may struggle to navigate the tension between cultural respect and maintaining the exclusivity of Christ as the mediator between God and humanity. Similarly, exposure to secularism, materialism, or relativism in Western contexts can challenge Christians to remain faithful to biblical principles in a world that increasingly devalues religious belief. Navigating these challenges requires discernment, humility, and a firm foundation in Scripture. Exposure to different perspectives should lead us to engage with others in love, but it should also compel us to stand firm in our faith. As Christians, we are called to be in the world, but not of the world, John 17 verses 14 to 16. This means that while we can learn from different cultures and experiences, our ultimate allegiance is to Christ and His teachings. Practical ways to embrace cultural and spiritual diversity. 1. Cultivate curiosity and openness. Exposure to different cultures and experiences requires an open heart and mind. Approach new experiences with a posture of curiosity, seeking to understand rather than judge. Be willing to learn from others, recognizing that God can reveal Himself through diverse people and situations. 2. Engage in meaningful conversations. Seek out relationships with people from different cultural and religious backgrounds. Engage in conversations about faith, beliefs, and practices, not with the goal of winning an argument, but with the desire to understand and build bridges. These conversations can deepen your own faith and provide opportunities for mutual growth. 3. Remain grounded in Scripture. While exposure to new ideas can be enlightening, it is essential to remain rooted in the truth of God's Word. Regularly study Scripture and seek counsel from trusted spiritual mentors to help you navigate the complexities of cultural diversity and spiritual discernment. 4. Serve in cross-cultural ministries. One of the most effective ways to embrace cultural diversity is by serving in ministries that work across cultures. Whether through short-term missions, local outreach programs, or international partnerships, serving others in different cultural contexts can deepen your empathy and expand your understanding of how God is working around the world. 5. Reflect on your own cultural biases. Exposure to different cultures often reveals our own cultural assumptions and biases. Take time to reflect on how your cultural background has shaped your worldview and be willing to challenge any prejudices or misconceptions you may hold. Ask God to give you a heart that is open to loving and learning from all people. Bible verses on exposure and experience. Romans 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Colossians 3 verse 11. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 22. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. Quotes on exposure and experience. The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page. St. Augustine. To know God is to love many people, for God is present in all. Henri Nouwen. We grow through experiences. Life's journey is about discovering who God is, in the diversity and beauty of His creation. Unknown. Discussion questions. 1. How has exposure to different cultures or experiences influenced your faith? 2. What are some of the challenges you faced when engaging with different worldviews? And how did you navigate them? 3. How can you remain rooted in your Christian identity while embracing cultural diversity? 4. In what ways has cross-cultural engagement deepened your understanding of God and His creation? Further reading. The Cross-Cultural Process in Christian History, Andrew Walls. Walking with the Poor, Principles and Practices of Transformational Development, Bryant Myers. Culture Making, Recovering Our Creative Calling, Andy Crouch. Conclusion. Exposure to different cultures and experiences is an essential part of the Christian journey, offering profound opportunities for growth and transformation. In a world that is constantly changing, stepping beyond the boundaries of our familiar environments allows us to witness the breadth of God's creation and the diversity of His people. These experiences shape us in ways we may not initially expect, helping us to develop a deeper understanding of others and to reflect on our own faith in new, enriching ways. However, exposure is not without its challenges. As we encounter new perspectives, beliefs, and practices, we may be tempted to either assimilate into the broader culture or, conversely, to retreat into the safety of our own traditions. The tension between embracing diversity and staying true to our core beliefs is real, and navigating this tension requires discernment, wisdom, and an unwavering commitment to the Scripture. While the world may offer a variety of competing worldviews, the gospel remains the foundation upon which we build our lives. At the heart of this journey is the call to love. Exposure to different cultures and experiences should not just expand our knowledge. It should expand our capacity to love others as Christ has loved us. Whether we are engaging with people from different religious backgrounds, participating in cross-cultural missions, or learning from global perspectives on faith, the goal remains the same: to reflect the love of Christ in all that we do. John 13 verse 35 reminds us that, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Moreover, exposure invites us to confront our own assumptions and biases. As we interact with people from diverse backgrounds, we are forced to reconsider the cultural lenses through which we view the world. This process of self-reflection and growth can be uncomfortable, but it is necessary for the believer who seeks to be an effective ambassador for Christ. The more we allow ourselves to be shaped by new experiences, the more we are able to see the image of God reflected in those who are different from us. In embracing exposure and experience, we open ourselves to the richness of God's work in the world. We begin to understand that the body of Christ is made up of people from every nation, tribe, and tongue, each bringing unique gifts, perspectives, and stories. This global diversity within the church is not a challenge to be overcome, but a gift to be celebrated. As Revelation 7 verse 9 beautifully depicts, the kingdom of God is a tapestry of all people worshiping together before the throne of the Lamb. Therefore, as Christians, we must actively seek out opportunities for exposure. Whether through cross-cultural friendships, travel, or service, we can cultivate a posture of openness that allows us to grow in wisdom, compassion, and humility. Yet, through it all, we must remain grounded in our faith, always discerning how to engage with the world while holding fast to the truth of Scripture. In an interconnected world, exposure is not just inevitable, it is essential. It is through this exposure that we can be transformed, not only in how we see the world, but also in how we live out our faith. Ultimately, the experiences we gain from engaging with diverse cultures and ideas can deepen our love for God and our commitment to sharing His love with others. As we step out in faith, may we be open to the ways that God uses exposure and experience to shape us into His image, reflecting His love and truth to a world in need.